This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And we hope for the next hour there'll be the views of John McTernan. We're having a little difficulty getting him. But John certainly does an excellent job talking about the Christian background of America. And basically, of course, 50 years ago when I got started, nobody questioned that America was founded by Christians as a Christian nation. But what people do not understand is there's a small subversive group that controls the media, that controls the banks, that controls the major corporations, that controls our educational system through the great tax-exempt foundations, have their people planted in our churches, and their job is to destroy the Christian foundation of America, indeed, to destroy Christianity worldwide. And so we wanted to put together a 4-CD set on the background of America's Christian history, and nobody I thought could do a better job on that than John McTernan. Hi, John. How are we doing?
Yes, Doctor. It's good to talk to you again.
Well, why don't we just talk, feel up to talk about the Christian background of America and why we are a Christian nation and why this effort to destroy Christianity in America is really an effort to destroy our nation and its foundation?
Sure. Yeah, I was also prepared, for the 666 information from Revelation 13.
So. Okay.
Yeah, sure. We'll go along with every topic that you want to talk about.
All right. Well, let's go ahead with that. So basically, the whole idea that suddenly America is a Christian nation should not be foreign to anybody.
Well, it's been really, Stan. I've studied this pretty well. And I trace the turn of America away from its Christian roots to the Scopes, what's called the Scopes Monkey Trial in Tennessee in 1928, I believe it was, where evolution was pitted against creationism, and creationism was mocked, and it seemed that evolution came to the forefront, and the church kind of willingly, for whatever reason, kind of started to recede from the mainstream of America, like the main public square, I guess would be the way. And the church basically, Dr. Stan, has been in retreat since then. It's been one retreat after another, prayer and Bible reading taken out of the school. Hardly anybody stood up. There was very few. And then, of course, the abortion decision. There is a pro-life movement, but small compared to the majority of and then the laws about homosexuality fell, pornography fell. And now we're into homosexuality being exalted. So it's been decades in coming. It just didn't start a couple of years ago. If you look,
but this really is a coordinated, organized effort. This isn't just happening by accident.
That's exactly right.
And of course, basically, that was the Scopes trial was when Clarence Darrow was there.
Yeah.
And suddenly Clarence Darrow went, suddenly went pushing this idea that suddenly that evolution was absurd and that creation was absurd, that evolution was the way things came about. Well, I said we'll be back here in just a moment with John returning. We'll be talking about the Christian Foundation. America was once a Christian nation. It's not today, and it didn't happen by accident.
While the storm clouds gather,
gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
But here, America was to be unique because we were never to have a ruler. We were never to have a man in charge who would suddenly tell us what to do. And, of course, the power of the legislature, the power of the courts, everything was to be limited by the checks and balances between the legislative and judicial and executive branches of government. And then, of course, also by the fact that the people had the right to keep and bear arms, that every governor was in charge of the National Militia, the National Guard, and that was really a check against the power, excessive power by the federal government. It was this fear of power that was so unique about America, and that is why America was free and why suddenly America offered opportunity. People could come here, and they could suddenly make a fortune if they wanted to, if they were willing to work, and hard work suddenly paid off. But, of course, that's all changed today with all the rules and regulations, and suddenly the America that existed even 50 years ago when I was growing up suddenly doesn't exist today. Go right ahead, John.
Dr. Stan, America was set up, and when you look at our history, there was so many of the presidents would call for for a day of prayer and fasting, especially in times of war, calling out to the Lord. And when you read, like, Lincoln's second inaugural address, it's like a great sermon. I recommend that everybody read President Lincoln's second inaugural address, the scriptures that he quotes, and he weaves them beautifully, calling for forgiveness. Now, the war is, well, it wasn't quite over, but the end was in sight. And he was talking about slavery and God's justice and things like that. And the war was over, and now we're going to have reconciliation. And he weaved scriptures in there. I mean, it's just worth reading. That, you know, that's our heritage. Dr. Stan, I guess we'll call them the hard left today and the atheists, they can't stand America's Christian history. They can't. They're on a search and destroy mission to get anything out of schools and history. It's like it never happened. It's like a purge. It's just like a purge. And, of course, when they do that, we're left with nothing. What are we left with? We have no roots. We have no, like, foundation that we came from. And, therefore, people can be manipulated, Dr. Stan. If they have no roots from the past, if they have no heritage, then they can easily be swayed into some other line of thinking. And that's what's happening today. That's exactly what's happening today.
Amen to that. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. If you have a question, give us a call. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question, this is the foundation of America. America was formed as a Christian nation. And not everybody even who was there was a Christian, but they all respected Christianity as a source of a philosophy that was inherently good. And suddenly, I don't know anybody except perhaps for Thomas Paine, who was not a deist. In fact, Thomas Paine, I believe, was a deist. He just had rejected Christianity as such. And, of course, then he went over to France to try to suddenly have a French Revolution over there, like the one that had here in America, almost got himself killed suddenly because of the attitude that he took and returned here and died more or less in disgrace. Well, he had a great mind. He had done a great deal to help create America. But because he was so anti-Christian, why, he was certainly rejected by the vast majority of the American people who were staunchly Christian. It was that belief in Christianity that allowed us to create a government where the power of the central authority was to be limited by the chains of the Constitution, and matters dealing with life, liberty, and property were to be taken care of at the state and the local level. In fact, if you read the Federalist Papers, they stipulate that the matters dealing with life, liberty, and property to be taken care of at the state level, never at the federal level. And look and see where we've gotten today. Go right ahead, John.
Yeah, another thing, Stan, about our Christian heritage, when you look at the Declaration of Independence, and you just really kind of mentioned that, it talks about we have inalienable rights. That were you know, endowed by our Creator, and you're right. Not everybody was a Christian in American history, for sure. But when they talked about our Creator in the Declaration of Independence, it wasn't Muhammad, and it wasn't Buddha, and it wasn't the Mormons weren't there at that time, and the Buddhists weren't there at that time. You know, basically, the large percentage of the country was the Anglican Church, and there were Baptists and others were here. Presbyterians were here, but it was the Christian God who they were referring to. That's who the Declaration of Independence was anchored in, and there were three documents which are the foundation of America. Everybody knows about two, but not the third. And the first one, of course, is the Declaration of Independence. And in there, it says that we're endowed by our Creator with inalienable rights. And I'll just hold on that for a second, Dr. Stan. all, you know, these, I look at atheists and these others like that as interlopers. They've come and got the blessings of being in America and then deny the source of the blessing. We are endowed by our Creator, you know, for life, liberty, and the inalienable right. And yet they mock that idea. So what, the foundation of America has no bearing on them whatsoever. None. They're not connected into the history, into the foundation, to the roots of America, because they're denying that our Creator has given us these rights. And of course, the third one, the third document is the Declaration of Independence, which really, it doesn't have any mention in it. It's just the outline of the government. So it doesn't have anything to mention about the Lord in it. But you get into the second one, which is the Treaty of Paris in September of 1783. And this is the one that grants, that Great Britain grants the United States independence as a free nation. So we were not free after the Declaration of Independence. We declared it, but we had to beat the British and for them to withdraw their authority here for us to become independent. So September, we became officially a nation on, I believe it was September, it was either the first of the month or the last of the month. It could be September 1st, 1783, and the preamble to it, the our independence from Great Britain, the preamble to the document says, in the name of the most holy and undivided Trinity. So we found our independence was founded on the Christianity.
And of course, but that is not taught in school today.
No. That's why no one knows about the second document, Dr. Stan, because right there in it is we were founded as a Christian nation.
Amen to that. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And certainly everyone knew this was true. That was certainly 50 years ago. Today, it has been certainly removed from everything. The last thing that the people who control the media, who control education, want is for the American people to understand the Christian foundation of our nation. We have Jim calling from Flint, Michigan. Jim, do you have a question or comment?
Yes, I do, Dr. Stan. Hello, John. How are you?
Yeah, hello. Tim, yes. Is that your name, Tim?
It's Jim. Uh-huh. Jim.
Jim. Yeah. Okay, Jim.
Uh-huh. I'll just go ahead and ask the question, then I'll hang up and listen to your answer on the radio, okay? My question is, people talk about evolution and people talk about creationism. Is it possible that the two are not necessarily mutually exclusive?
All right, fine. Basically, you're talking about evolution, you're talking about creation. Is it possible that they are not exclusive, that you could have had a creation and you could have had evolution as well? In other words, that God could have created what he has through the evolutionary process. What are your thoughts on that?
No, I don't believe it, Dr. Stan. I don't, as evolution is laid out, I don't believe it, that I believe in the creation as it's described.
I believe it as well, and whether it's a 6,000 years or 10,000 years, but human life as we know it, certainly, and animal life is a rather recent thing. It's not something that's been around for thousands and thousands and tens of thousands of years. And God doesn't need evolution. God, this is amazing, amazing. We only look at the human hand and just look at the mechanics of it. As an orthopedic surgeon, I operated on hands, constantly marveled at the architecture, the engineering that went into that. Well, the engineering that goes into the heart, the engineering certainly that goes into the nervous system. I mean, what we're seeing is in the human body is truly a miracle of God. And if we want to say this is simply evolved or divinely guided evolution, I think is effort to confuse the issue. Either that God is real and is what he purports to be, or he's not. Either suddenly what's taking place today is happening because of political purposes, or we're seeing the fulfillment of prophecy. There's no in-between. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Now, it's possible that certainly the earth has been here for a lot longer than the 6 to 10,000 years, but as far as the human life and animal life as we know it, they're really rather recent things. Give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you have a question.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy Aging Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Our guest is John McTernan. I asked John what we can do to suddenly turn America around. He said we need a great revival, and I believe that's absolutely true. But I believe the only way we're going to get a great revival is to have a horrible catastrophe.
Yeah, that might be true, Dr. Stan. That might be what's needed.
And basically, whether it's going to be a financial collapse, a moral collapse, a great epidemic, whether it's going to be a war, whether it's going to be an EMP attack, whether it's going to be suddenly a volcanic eruption, I don't know what it's going to be. But I do believe that God has some sort of a plan to create a catastrophic event that will actually change the direction, at least of many of our churches here. And it's only when things are bad that people are going to begin to look for the Lord. When things are good, people don't need the Lord, even though they really do need him. They don't understand they need him. And all they want to do is for him to provide things for them so they'll be happy. Well, ladies and gentlemen, no place in the Bible does it say that God wants us to be happy. But he wants to be true to him, and he wants us to be righteous. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And of course, we're talking with John McTernan about the Christian Foundation of America. At one time, everybody knew America was a Christian nation. Today, why, of course, they're even in the process of the Bible suddenly out of naval facilities. Apparently, there was such an outcry, they're putting them back in again. But the truth of the matter is, there are people at the highest levels of our military today who are part and parcel of this effort to destroy the Christian foundation of our nation. And these people are working in our universities, they're working certainly in our schools. They have a well-coordinated plan, and step by step, they undermine the very Christian foundation of this once great Christian nation. Well, John, suddenly, as you address what's going on in the world today, and suddenly you're talking to people, I know, what suddenly do you find an awareness that there really is an organized, coordinated effort to destroy the Christian foundation of this country? Or do you think most people think it's just sort of happening by accident?
I don't know if anyone really cares anymore, Dr. Stan. That's the impression I got. That people have kind of, I don't want to sound too negative. I mean, because telling the assessment is going to sound negative, but I think a lot of people are just beat, and there's no leadership. There's no, the church, where is leadership in the church? I try and give leadership. You try and give leadership. There's a handful of us that try and give leadership. But I don't know what the pastors are doing. It's amazing. It's just an amazing thing. The country's melting away, and the church is trying to live as comfortably as possible. It's like the Titanic going down and trying to live real nice in the last 20 minutes or hour. The politicians are absolutely gutless to stand up for those that are destroying the country. I mean, they're afraid of being called, I don't know what, in the media. So it's like it's all dissolved away, Dr. Stan. It's like as the church kind of waned in power, America's matching the state of the church.
I agree with you totally, and I think that all we can do is try to reach as many people. Of course, you have your ministry. I have, as in the radio ministry, where we are able to reach people, and hopefully the people we reach can reach others. And basically, I think that talk radio is by far the most cost-efficient means of reaching people. Certainly, television is a better method, but it's much more expensive, and basically, it'd be very difficult to actually get any one of the television networks to carry my program, because there are other people out there, John Ankerberg and others, who've tried to get the truth out, and they've certainly been excluded and certainly put off of television, at least in many instances. So a lot of people are afraid, really, to tell the truth, because if they do, they'll come under tremendous pressure. Have you run into that?
Not with me. Not with me personally, no. I haven't gotten any opposition to what I'm doing. Well, just in Canada, they wouldn't air my material in Canada because they said it would end up in trouble with hate crime laws in Canada.
Okay,
fine. And I guess that's what they're trying to bring here soon.
Well, I'm sure they are. Well, basically, yeah. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. And if you have a question or comment, or if you maybe you disagree with us, maybe you think that suddenly we're far better off at being not a Christian nation. Whatever your thoughts are, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295.
Their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
In a moment.
Okay.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. We have Ann from Kennewick, Washington on. And Ann is saying, you know, certainly the kids need the Bible. And yet, of course, we've taken it out of school. Certainly, today there was a report out, certainly, that there were three young boys, had a plan. They were going to shoot a lot of people in their school. They were getting the weapons together, whether they actually had any weapons. But they intended to kill some of the leaders of the school and probably then commit suicide. Three young kids, you know, probably 15, 16, 17 years old. Fortunately, somebody learned about the plot. But what's really wrong with having a Bible that says thou shalt not kill? Basically, you need the Bible. You need to realize that you are answerable to somebody beyond yourself. And that is why they've taken the Bible out of our schools, because basically the Bible is moral foundation for our society, the Ten Commandments, were the moral foundation of America, and they've been removed intentionally and purposely by people who want to destroy this nation, destroy the Christian foundation of America, you destroy America. And do you have anything else you'd like to say and or a question you'd like to ask?
Another thing that, you know, they're very big robbed from a two-parent home, and then they're taking the Bibles out of the schools and this and that, and they don't know what, the kids don't know what to do, what direction. I mean, they don't have their mothers in the home or their fathers. Some of them just don't have anybody.
I know.
They would have their Heavenly Father in the Bible if they could have it and read it, if they were being taught that, or... But, you know, they don't want it anymore.
Well, basically, it's not the kids. It's the organized group that controls what goes on behind the scenes, controls the educational system, and they have an intense hatred for God and Christianity. They have an intense hatred for America because they know if they can destroy the Christian foundation of this country, they can destroy the nation. And thank you very much for calling. Anything you'd like to say before we let you go?
Thanks for being on.
Well, we'll be here as long as God gives us permission and provides the wherewithal. God bless. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Our guest is John McTernan. And John, would you like to tell our listeners how they can get to your website, how they can get your books, how they can get your message, the material that you put out?
Yeah, it's very easy. You can go to usaprophecy.com. That's usaprophecy.com. And right there, when you go to it, I have three blogs. I have my books. I have a blog talk radio show. I have brochures. Pastor, I'm going to call you Pastor. Dr. Stan, I wrote a brochure titled Jesus Christ Came to Heal the Brokenhearted. And it's really, I've prayed for now hundreds of people in America, but in India and Pakistan, it's really taken off, and it's winning all sorts of Muslims and Hindus to the Lord. I'm getting reports of entire Muslim families coming to the Lord through Jesus Christ came to heal the brokenhearted. So that's exciting. I mean, there are great things going on in a nation sense. Things don't look good, but God's still working no matter what is going on politically and economically and socially.
Yes, I think you're absolutely right. I think it's much so interesting that the books seem to be doing far better off in other countries than here in America.
Yeah, Dr. Stan, could I mention, just comment on that previous caller's?
You certainly can. You go right ahead.
Yeah. There was a series of Supreme Court decisions starting in like 1962 and ending in 63 about removing prayer and Bible school Bibles out of the schools. And I remember I was out with my dad and we were in a restaurant and the people in the booth next to us were having a heated discussion. And at that point, at that time, my dad really didn't care whether Bible and prayer was in school or not. So that was never really a topic in my home, but the people were having these two men were having a heated discussion that it was kind of loud and I couldn't help but hear it. And I listened to them and they were talking about that day or the day before. So there was a Supreme Court decision about removing, either prayer or the Bible from school. And the one man said, and I never forgot this, He said, nothing's going to happen now. And he said, everything will be all right for, you know, the time. He said, but just wait 40 years. He said, just wait. Give it one generation. He said, you wait and see what those schools, you see what the country looks like. He said, you can't tell God to get out of the schools and then have it be blessed. He goes, it's going to be chaos in the schools. I remember it vividly. Now, when I went to school, and I think you're a little older than me, Dr. Stan, but when I went to school, I lived in the country, and on any given day during the hunting season, you could have a dozen or 15 cars in the parking lot with shotguns in it, because the guys were either hunting before school or after school. No one was afraid. SWAT teams weren't called out. And then in school, what was the big thing? I don't know, chewing gum? I mean, smoking in the boys' room. That was, or smoking in the back of the bus. Those were the big issues. And now look at it. Look at the condition of the schools now compared to the way it was under the blessing of God and His Word. And when I went to school, and I know you're the same, we had very big classes. I was during the baby boomers, and some of my classes had like 40 kids or more. And we didn't have kids bouncing off the wall that needed Ritalin. No, Dr. Stan, we did. We didn't have real bad discipline problems. The only thing we had was like a class for slow readers. Otherwise, one teacher, 40 kids, 45 kids, no Ritalin, no bad discipline problems, some special reading skills. What's happened in those 50 years, Doc? What's happened?
Well, I think we know what's happened, and basically take God out of the schools and destroy the foundation, the moral foundation of the nation. They knew exactly what they were doing.
They knew exactly what they were doing. You're 100% correct, right?
And basically, of course, what we've pointed out many times is the reason that they took God out of our schools was because the Masons controlled the Supreme Court from 1941 to 1971 in majorities of 5-4 to 6-3. It's sometimes only three were non-Masons, and the Masons worship a different God. They are part of a conspiracy. Now, there are an awful lot of people out there, Masons, they don't understand what this is about, but the leadership does.
Yeah, the leadership. Well, do you know the Supreme Court justices that weren't Masons?
Well, basically, you can actually go up on the internet and pull down a list of just type in Supreme Court justices who are Masons, and then you can look at the ones who were not. But certainly the ones that took the leadership in all of this were certain Masons. And they removed God and prayer from our schools because they wanted to destroy the Christian foundation of America, and they had done it. But nobody will tell the American people that. I've never heard anybody, but anybody who wants to check it out can go up on the internet and find out. It really is true. There really is a coordinated effort to destroy this nation, and it comes not from without, but from within. And they focus our attention on the danger of communism, and now certainly on the danger, certainly of Islamic radicalism. And yet nobody ever asks, who funded ISIS? I mean, who trained ISIS? Who provided the weapons for ISIS? And it's your own CIA. And ISIS is out there actually killing Christians and beheading Christians and torturing Christians. And basically, they've been accused recently of a beheading, whether they actually did or not, to certainly a reporter. And all done certainly with your CIA money. And the fact you're never hearing this mentioned on the news is simply a reflection of the degree of control that exists today over the major media and over what the American people think and believe. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. If you want to check out what I say, go up on your search engine and type in CIA funded ISIS, CIA funded Al-Qaeda, CIA funded Muslim Brotherhood. You'll find articles there. But of course, you're never going to hear this discussed on the major line news. So we've got a real problem, and this is why I do what I do, and I'm sure this is why John does what he does. Well, the telephone number, if you'd like to give us a call, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But I am firmly convinced, as I think John is, that if we don't have a major revival in America, then suddenly we will spend our twilight years telling our children and our children's children what it was to live in America when men were free, because we're going to lose this country. We're going into a dictatorship. And you can see step by step we move towards ever more government control over the lives of the people. And what really bothers me, John, is the average American doesn't seem to be concerned.
Well, that's what I'm saying. We've been anesthetized as a people. Something has happened, Dr. Stan, to the American spirit. There's like a dullness that's fallen over the people now. I'm really concerned that the Americans now are like the way the Germans were with Hitler. You know, the ones that weren't for him would just cowered down and wouldn't stand. And look what happened. I mean, that seems to be, when you study Germany, Hitler was a minority. Even when he became the Führer there of Germany, he didn't have a majority behind him, but they organized, well-funded and well-disciplined people, a minority can take over the majority. Same thing with Lenin and the communists. You know, and so that's what I'm afraid, concerned about America. We can get the hardcore left here with the atheists, the really hard left, the Muslims organized, and they, I don't know if there's any resistance to stop them with the people. There's something has happened. The American spirit in so many people has died.
Well, I think the thing is, John, that people just want to be left alone. They want to be left alone. They want to be free. They want to lead a good life. And they want to be prosperous. And they don't want to have to be involved with politics or who gets elected or what the politicians do, because they don't have any trust in the politicians. But they don't understand that if they're not elected, why, if they're not involved, why we lose by default?
Well, everyone, what's happening, Dr. Stan, is they're bringing the fight to us. You can't get away from it. You can't hide. They're bringing the fight to us.
Well, my belief is that everybody in this listening audience who listens to our programs should be involved in the political process in one way or another. As in, you should be, join your political party and try to have some influence at the local level. You should look for candidates and pledge to them and give financially to them. Fine. People who believe as you do, who believe certainly in the concept of America and limiting the power of government. And if you can't find a candidate, become one yourself. Because, of course, if we are not involved, we lose by default. And men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. And if we don't stand up, we're going to lose America. This is not imaginary. It's very real. We're under attack today from within, and there's not more than 1 in 1,000 Americans who really understands what's going on. What are your thoughts, John?
Well, yeah. Yeah, it's very interesting. Like, what we're seeing now was sort of under the radar years ago. And we can go back into the 70s and into the 60s. With you, it's a little bit probably further, but when I became kind of politically astute, it was in the mid to late 60s, and that it was under the radar. But now it's above the radar. It's right in your face. And you know, people, when I would talk to them years ago, oh, if anything ever like that happens, we'll stand up and we won't allow it. Well, it's right in their face now, and just like I said, the courage is sort of drained, and the willing to stand is not there. And no matter what happens, we just seem to be rolling with it. But this is the fight's being taken to us. This is an outright, open, not even being hidden plan to pull down the country.
Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And if you're out there, you have a question or comment, this is the time. I mean, what are you doing? What do you intend to do to try to save America? Could we lose America? Of course, we've already lost it. The subversive element has taken over us in every aspect of our society, and are using the financial and military power of the United States to consolidate their control of the world. Why do you think we have 800 to 1,000 foreign military bases? Our troops stationed in 130 nations. Do you think we're defending America? Of course we're not defending America. We're consolidating control to create this one world, demonic, satanic world government that the people who are behind all of this really want. And the fact that this is so poorly known is a reflection of the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think and believe. So if you're out there and you have a question or comment, This is the time to give us a call. Our guest is John McTernan. And John, once again, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get to your website and get your information. We put it out earlier, but you have to put it out a couple of times.
Sure. It's usaprophecy.com, usaprophecy.com. I have a blog, John McTernan's Insights, and I keep the people that follow it like on the cutting edge of political events. Or not political events, but world events in light of Bible prophecy. So I really keep a close eye on the Middle East, and now the forming of the Islamic Caliphate, because that has to come, Dr. Stan. There has to be an Islamic Caliphate at the end to fulfill Bible prophecy.
Well, are we seeing the fulfillment of certainly of the Psalms 13, certainly the 13th chapter of Revelation.
Revelation chapter 13. No. Oh yeah, that's the 666 system, and high tech is taking us there. Things that we're very interested in, gadgets and things that are really good, but it's going to be used for evil. The Wi-Fi. All this high-tech, we call them electronic tattoos now. Cameras are all millions of cameras following everything we do. And, of course, we have the NSA merging. It's called the Utah Data Center. And every electronic, if you get a parking ticket, the NSA is going to know it. That's how sophisticated this is. It's all being stored. And in the Utah data.
And people really don't understand that there is a file there on them. There's a file on everybody in America. In fact, we're moving towards files on everybody in the world. We'll be back.
Yes, if they want to do. Everybody in the world.
Hold that thought. Sure. We'll be here in just a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. 8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. We're dependent upon those of you who listen to our program to help us as we reach out, suddenly, 5 hours every day, 5 days a week, trying to educate people about what's going on. And we're in problems, we're having problems today because we've turned our back on God. As in they've changed the music and the message of our churches. Yes, you can find a church, some churches out there that still sing the great old hymns, that still have the great message, you know, certainly talk about prophecy and the things that are unfolding and how they are applicable to what's going on today. But so much of the message of the church today is certainly the God loves you and God would never allow anything bad to happen to you. And just keep loving God and God will love you and he'll love everybody and everything's going to be just fine. And ladies and gentlemen, that is not the message of the scriptures. Read the scriptures. They tell us about the terrible things that lie ahead for our country and for society because we've turned our back on the teachings of God. And I think that we are living in truly prophetic times. And basically, of course, we are seeing the unfolding of the prophecies that are laid out in the Revelation. And there are really so many of them, but certainly these things could never have happened until Israel was reconstituted as the nation. People will tell me, well, there are a lot of evil people involved in reconstituting Israel, and that's absolutely right. God uses evil people for his purpose all the time. And basically, of course, we're moving towards a confrontation that's coming up in the Middle East. How suddenly it's all going to come together, I'm not certain. But, of course, if you read suddenly the various things, in, both in the Psalms, certainly, and in Revelation, you can begin to see the picture opening up that is described there as we're moving towards a major climax in history. And there's going to be a terrible, terrible war in that area, and I believe it's going to come here. I don't know whether America is going to be part and parcel of what's taking place. I'm not certain that God isn't going to undermine America's leadership before these things happen. At least I hope in many respects that happens. I hope there is some sort of a major cataclysmic event. And so the American people will turn back to God. And what people really don't understand is that unless there is a major cataclysmic event, why, of course, we're going to continue along where we're going, and of course, America will be destroyed. The one hope for America is a cataclysmic event and a great revival, and we hope that you'll work with us as we try to do everything we can to get people on their knees again, asking for God and his forgiveness. Well, Sydney, this is the time when I need to remind you that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and we're dependent upon those of you who listen to our programs to help us finance what we're doing 5 hours a day, 5 days a week. And you can help us by calling us at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. And certainly, then, if you can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, or perhaps certainly use the health products that we have, or use the soap products that we have, or get the various 4-CD sets, and we have this great new 4-CD set on the danger of electricity. We have certainly a wonderful 4-CD set, certainly on the war on the Jews, goes into the background of certainly how certainly the Nazis were largely funded in the war on the Jews, and basically what we've been told suddenly about the origins of the Holocaust isn't true. The United States was backing Germany as Germany was carrying out these horrible atrocities. That's The War on the Jews, or the book America's Nazi Secret by John Loftus. America's Nazi Secret by John Loftus. We ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. We ask you to pray for our leaders and our ministers. But please pray for Radio Liberty, my ministry, for our provision and our protection. And so until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you. And let's breathe.
beside her and guide her through the night with a light from
skies for amber waves of grain, for purple mountains.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, and hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, and that illusion is usually king. Our guest this evening is Paul McGuire, and Paul, for many years, certainly was the main radio host on K-Bright and a number of Crawford radio stations, and reaching people all across the country with information about what was going on. But because Paul certainly would not compromise his message, coming from a Christian point of view, let's put it this way. He and Crawford parted ways, and suddenly Paul has written some 22 books. He's a prolific writer. He's certainly a wonderful source of information. I consider him a friend, and I'm proud to call him a friend. And hopefully Paul will be here in a moment to discuss what is going on, certainly in America and across the world, from a Christian perspective. Now, you can look at things from a political point of view, and so many of them don't make sense. What's really going on in the Crimea? Why is suddenly Putin, who's always been an appendage of the American CIA, he himself a CIA, KGB, why is Putin doing what he's doing today? It's all an act, ladies and gentlemen. What is going on in the Near East? What's going on in the Middle East? What's going on in the Far East? It's all manipulated. And until you understand that very little, that reality is being created for us, and a lot of this is simply a diversion to keep us from understanding that the major threat to America is not what's going on in the Far East, the Middle East, or the Near East. Well, the major threat to the United States is certainly what's going on right here at home. We have a small subversive group that controls both political parties, that controls the banks, controls most of the major corporations, controls the wealth of our country, controls the media, and their purpose is to use the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a world government. Now, I don't know where Paul McGuire is. Paul should be here, Sydney, but hopefully he'll be along in just a moment or two. But you must understand that this small group is basically satanic. They've been around for already thousands of years. They've never been as well organized as they are today. They have their agents all throughout the world. And basically their goal is this one world government, which has always been the goal of Satan. And that, of course, is a story that you will read in the Bible if you check it out. And so we do hope that many of you, of course, will check the Bible and go back and read Revelation 6:8. And right now we've got Paul with us. Hi, Paul. How are we doing?
Hey, Dr. Stan. How are you? Good to be on the program.
I'm doing just fine. If you pick up the story, what are we going to be talking about tonight?
Well, we're going to be talking about what's happening in America. And I have two articles that I wrote, but the title kind of would make the theme of tonight's program, if you don't mind. And it's called Artificial Paradise and the New Man, Mankind at the Final Turning Point. And that's kind of the thesis, if you will, of tonight's program.
All right, fine. We'll just go right ahead. Don't be bashful.
Okay, well, this is an article I wrote. And essentially what I'm saying is that the human race has arrived at the final turning point, and there is now no turning back. We're at a time like no other time in human history
primarily because of science and technology. And the rate of knowledge and expansion in these areas has been multiplying and accelerating for centuries. And I guess we're heading towards a break, but I'll get back into the specifics of why this time is different than any other time in human history.
Well, I think you're absolutely right, ladies and gentlemen. You must understand we live in a different world, but a world that was prophesied thousands of years ago. We'll be back in just a moment with Paul McGuire.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here, our guest this evening, Paul McGuire. And Paul is saying we're living in a different time. I said that we have tremendous technology now that has never existed before. But so much of this fits into the preconceived plan that is prophesied thousands of years ago. Paul, you go right ahead with your story.
Well, Dr. Stan, the rate of knowledge in regards to technology and science has not been a constant. It's been multiplying and accelerating for centuries. And there's two technologies. There's the technology that the general public understands and believes that exists, but parallel to the technology that the American public is aware of is secret and hidden technology that is about 100, 200 years into the future. So if you told the average American that these technologies existed, most of them would laugh and say, well, that's the realm of science fiction. But the reality is it's not science fiction. It's just been hidden from the American public. In addition, because the primary purpose of the public education system is not to educate but to dumb down, people have been indoctrinated to that they can only think in a very small box. They can't think outside the box. And in case somebody is skeptical about my assertion that public education is for the purpose of indoctrination, well, that's what the founders, the secular founders, like John Dewey and others, that's what they said publicly in their own writing. So this is not some far right-wing conspiracy. This is paraphrasing from the people who developed the educational system.
Hypocrisy has always been very progressive, but there's so much of it flying around right now.
Acceleration. We are now seeing a convergence of what I call simultaneous data flows in fields like genetics, computers, neurological science, transhumanism, artificial intelligence, which will culminate in some kind of singularity, psychology, quantum physics, biotechnology, medicine, computer-brain interfaces, and then all the media. Now, how these work is that these are synergistic components of what I call the convergence of data flows. And in military terms, it would be called, or in military science, this would be referred to as a force multiplier effect. Now, what a force multiplier effect is when you take different components and you synergistically put them together, they have an impact that far, far excels the impact of any single weapon. And I want to stress that this is not happening by accident. The reality is that there is a what they call a scientific elite, or an elite that rules this world. And they are using very, very advanced mathematics, psychology, occult-based science, and they have been for centuries. And their goal is to create a counterfeit of the kingdom of God on planet Earth, with man being God. And that counterfeit of the kingdom of God I refer to as an artificial paradise. And the counterfeit of the kingdom of God is the New World Order. So when we hear the term the New World Order is simply a counterfeit of the kingdom of God on Earth, where God is out of the equation, and a false Christ, the Antichrist, will rule this New World Order. So this technology flows right in line and right in sync with Bible prophecy going all the way back to the days of Noah.
Paul, are you there?
Yeah, is this Dr. Stan?
Yes, go right ahead. I'm sorry for the interruption. Go ahead.
No problem. I think I left off on the fact that these various forces are what they call, in military terms, a force multiplier effect, where you have different components, but when they work together, they have a far more powerful impact. Now, the point, though, that I'm trying to stress, and this is the key point, there has never been a time in human history ever where we have had the level of advanced technology and science that is on a scale undreamed of by previous generations. So we are now at the point of no return, because the technologies and sciences we have now developed and we are now implementing, most of which the American people are unaware of, once they're put in place, and they're being put in place now, there will be no turning back. And I'll give you an example of that. An example of that would be what we call the computer brain interface, and the concept of the world brain, first developed by the science fiction writer H.G. Wells. And the computer brain interface will work with a biochip or a nanochip implant placed in the brain of every person on planet Earth, which would easily be the mark of the beast referred to in the book of Revelation. But the computer brain interface does a number of things. First of all, it allows the amplification of human intelligence and memory through a computer brain interface. It allows for transactions financially, and a number of positive things, medical database,
so on and so forth. But the danger is once you establish a computer-brain interface, you are using an RFID signal via satellite with an electronic chip placed in people's brains to communicate with a computer. That gives the computer the power to override the human will, to control emotion, and now you have the prospect of the ultimate totalitarian state, because the computer-brain interface allows an elite, a scientific elite, to exercise total, absolute control and dominion over every citizen on planet Earth. And once that's set in motion, I don't know of any way to turn it back.
I would certainly share your concern, but don't you think there's going to be a mass genocide before they actually start to do this?
Yes, there's going to be a number of things. And I know your listeners are pretty savvy on this, but the average American is not savvy at all. So we go back to this elite, and you've talked about this elite in a number of your books, and you've been talking about it on your radio show for years, decades. This elite, they see themselves as above traditional morality. And this is not my assessment. This is paraphrasing or quoting their own words. So, for example, one of the Fabian socialists, one of the architects of the New World Order, Bertrand Russell, he literally came out and said that truly high-minded men are not bound by traditional morality. And Bertrand Russell called for mass genocide. He called for the use of biological plagues, nuclear warfare, mass starvation, and endless wars to radically reduce the population by billions of people. And if people think that all the calamities on planet Earth are the result of random chance, they're crazy. These are planned genocidal events. H.G. Wells, and I quote him, I quote all these people, by the way, in my book, A Prophecy of the Future of America, and I document the books that they wrote so people don't have to take my word for it. They can see documentation for these outrageous statements. And then you have so many others. And these elite are calling for the eradication of approximately 6 billion people on planet Earth in the next couple of decades. And they're very serious about it.
And, of course, if the average individual listened to the program, that sounds ridiculous. But we have the books, and certainly everything that Paul is saying is absolutely true. And all you need to do is certainly go onto the Internet and type in Georgia Guidestones and look at their secret document, their secret edifice there in Elberton, Georgia. They put it up. I didn't put it up, where they call for the elimination of over 90% of the population of the world.
Far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair as we raise our voices.
Go right ahead, Paul.
Well, Dr. Stan, as you know, when we go back to Adolf Hitler and the Third Reich, Adolf Hitler and the Third Reich, this was a genetic dictatorship. It was a DNA dictatorship, which employed the science of eugenics and the occult. And that wasn't a peripheral issue. That was the main issue. And what Rockefeller did is he simply took the research from the Rockefeller Institute in Cold Harbor, New York in the 1920s, which had been experimenting on the science of eugenics. He took some some of the theories of Margaret Sanger, who deliberately raised up abortion clinics in minority neighborhoods. And that practice continues to this day. And because, you see, these people put on the facade of being multicultural, diverse, but the reality is they are racist. They believe that the white Aryan race is the superior race. And Hitler carried that out in an experiment of eugenics where...
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
The dictators, she literally praises them for slaughtering 200 million people because she says in her own writings that these men, these dictators, were doing the work of God. Now, this is a demonic, Luciferian, perverse belief system, but Lucis trusts was established on the grounds of the United Nations, and Luther's Trust, let's say, is the official religious body at the United Nations. And so our world leaders like Rockefeller and others, they totally buy into Luther's Trust. Now, Luther's Trust was short for Lucifer Trust, and they got in trouble and they had to move off the grounds of the UN. But the UN still believes that. So when you have Christian leaders all smiley and telling you how much they love you, and yet they are in partnership with the United Nations, what you really need to understand is we judge somebody's intent not by their words, by their actions. Why would any Christian leader with a big smile on his face join forces with an international body whose stated objective is to slaughter billions of people through starvation and war and diseases? And people want to pretend that this is not so, but we both have seen the documentation. We know that it's so.
Absolutely. Go ahead.
So now we are moving into a different time period where transhumanism, which is simply the biotechnology, biotech science, where we are using genetic engineering, the modification of human DNA, and most importantly, interspecies breeding, where they are now mixing the DNA of man and animal, and some people believe the DNA of man, animal, and Nephilim, which would be fallen angel. Now, if that's the case, I personally think it is the case, that's a fulfillment of the words of Jesus Christ when he said, as it was in the days of Noah, so it will be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. Christ was not referring to the wickedness and violence alone in the days of Noah. He was specifically referring to Genesis 6 when the sons of God, which literally is translated the B'nai Elohim, and the Hebrew scholars said specifically that the sons of God meant fallen angels. So all these Christian theologians who have revised biblical history and have tried to maintain a Sethite view that it means something else, have not interpreted the Bible correctly. The Hebrew scholars said the sons of God meant fallen angels, and the fallen angels in Genesis 6 had sex with human women and produced the Nephilim.
Well, the thing is that there is a spiritual component to everything going on. I do believe that there are supernatural beings out there, and of course we don't know who they are, but they do have an agenda, and it's all part of this population control agenda that is certainly being suddenly enacted today. The average individual finds it difficult to believe these things are true. You can go to my website, RadioLiberty.com, and pull down my population control agenda monograph. Population Control Agenda Monograph, or you can get it on the city. Just Google it, read it, and understand.
Far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful.
Ahead.
Yes, Dr. Stan. You know, one thing, for decades over the airwaves, I've issued a challenge to any listener listening on or watching on television or radio, that anyone who is a serious debater and wants to debate in a legitimate public forum, I will take them on in a debate. I'm not talking about somebody who just calls me up and wants to promote himself, but if he's a legitimate debater and wants to hold it in a public forum or hold the, I want the debate to be live so it can't be edited, I will debate anybody who would like to challenge my assertions. And I've issued this challenge for 20 years. I've never had anybody accept it. And the reason I'm issuing the challenge is because I have solid, thorough documentation for my assertion, but I have never had anybody challenge me. And the reason I've never had anybody challenge me is because they know in a debate they don't have documentation to prove that what I'm asserting is false. So I only say that to reinforce credibility. So here we are.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
...is going to. They're seeing elite doctors. They're getting treatments that are not legal for the average American. And they're getting diets and nutrition that are giving them longevity beyond what the average person will experience. They're not going to walk into an Obamacare clinic. They have their own private elite clinic. And people need to understand that the purpose of public health care and the purpose of the pharmaceutical industry and the purpose of the GMO food is intended to shorten the lifespan of Americans and people all around the world. Because what they want is they want people alive when they are productive. And then when they arbitrarily decide what age a person is not productive, they want them to die as fast as possible. And so what they've done with GMO food, the pharmaceutical industry, and a number of other factors, people are, unlike the previous generation, people are dying. They're getting diabetes. They're getting cancers. They're getting all kinds of Alzheimer's, epidemic and Alzheimer's. They're getting all these unnecessary diseases. And the next step will be euthanasia, because the healthcare plans are literally modeled after Adolf Hitler's universal healthcare plan, which was called T4. And the reason Adolf Hitler was able to provide an affordable healthcare plan to the German people is that when they became really sickly or elderly or had expensive diseases, he euthanized them. He terminated them. And this generation, the several generations, which were all gung-ho about voting for abortion or didn't really stand up against abortion, they have sowed something and they're going to reap it, because their children have adopted this abortion mentality. And when their children see them with Alzheimer's and all these other diseases that are costly and expensive, their children do not want to be saddled with the taxation and the debt, and they're going to go along with this lie that it's merciful to pull the plug and euthanize their parents. So this abortion mentality, right from the beginning, ends up being a methodology for mass euthanasia. And that's what's going to happen, because it's the only way you can save trillions of dollars and make healthcare affordable.
It's a tragic, but it's true. Go ahead.
Now, I know I'm heavy. I have a tendency of being heavy. And I want to mention another thing here, and then I want to give hope, because I don't want to just bring people to despair or learned helplessness or depression, because there are answers that we can employ. Christianity does not teach fatalism. This concept of this new world order out of chaos, and by the way, when we look at all these systems in America failing, when we look at the soaring trillion-dollar debt, when we look at all the social systems failing and the anarchy and chaos, none of this is random. This is all a very developed strategy by community organizers like Saul Alinsky, who created Manufactured Crisis, and then the Columbia University professors Cloward and Piven created a strategy where they deliberately designed to overwhelm every social institution like healthcare with chaos, so that they could deliberately break it down and replace it with a Marxist solution. So all the chaos that people see, and people are all getting mad at the Democrats and the Republicans, this is planned chaos. These people aren't stupid. The president isn't stupid, and neither are the elected representatives. The purpose is to overwhelm the system so it collapses, so they can replace it with a Marxist system, and that's the game plan.
And let me suggest people read Cloward and Piven. Cloward and Piven, writing back in the 1960s, talks about creating the chaos that would collapse the system. Go right ahead.
Yeah, right. So people need to understand the soaring deficit, the financial mismanagement, and the immigration problem, or whatever the problem is, the healthcare problem. This is not the result of incompetence. It's not the result of poor planning. This is the result of a strategic plan to create chaos, because the motto of the Illuminati is order out of chaos. And it's how they're going to bring in a new system. So as we move forward, what we see coming into place is what Aldous Huxley called the scientific dictatorship, where through scientific mind control, people will learn to love their slavery and servitude. And that's what we have going on here. But we go back to Adolf Hitler. Interestingly enough, Adolf Hitler wrote a book, The New World Order. H.G. Wells wrote a book called The New World Order. And Hitler called for a genetic modification of what he called the new man. And it was the genetic creation of a new man that was Hitler's goal. And that's what the goal of transhumanism is and biotechnology is. So what we're seeing is that a scientific dictatorship using genetic engineering is creating a caste system, like in India, like alpha, beta, delta classes, where people are being genetically bred to be workers, and some people are genetically bred to be like managers. And it's done very subtly, so people can't catch on. Now, you add to that that the human race, through computer-brain interfaces, is going to be linked together in what they call a hive mind, where mankind becomes like a giant bee's nest controlled by a supercomputer and superintelligence run by an elite-controlled world brain. And let me read you what Hitler said, though, regarding this genetic technology of making godmen, or the Übermensch that Nietzsche talked about. And this is an exact quote from Hitler, and I have this in my book, A Prophecy of the Future of America. Hitler said these words: "What will the social order of the future be like, comrade? I will tell you, there will be a class of overlords. After them, the rank and file of the party members and hierarchical order, and then the great mass of anonymous followers, servants and workers in perpetuity, and beneath them again, all the conquered foreign races, the modern slaves, and over and above all, these will reign a new and exalted nobility of whom I cannot speak. But of all these plans, the militant members will know nothing. The new man is living among us now. He is here. Isn't that enough for you? I will tell you a secret. I have seen the new man. He is intrepid and cruel. I was afraid of him." And this is a quote from Adolf Hitler in 1939. So obviously, Hitler saw firsthand the genetic creation of a soulless transhumanist Superman.
And he wrote that then after he wrote Mein Kampf.
Correct.
And this is called the New World Order?
The source I have for that, hold on, I lost my page. It's Adolf Hitler, and then it says Hermann Rösching, and I believe it's from a book called Hitler Speaks in 1939. But it's an exact quote from Hitler.
All right, fine. And of course, I think that that's very, very accurate. He says, seeing these people, he knows who they are, and even he was afraid of them. Go ahead.
So what people need to understand is Bible prophecy is not to be taken as a metaphor. It's to be taken literally. So when Jesus Christ, and then we need to understand that unfortunately, the schools of theology in America are dumbed down. The professors are dumbed down, and they teach dumbed down curriculum. Because the Bible, if you take the Bible literally as the inspired word of God, an inerrant word of God, the Bible is a DNA, digital, holographic, genetic book that deals with multidimensional warfare, portals into other dimensions, the abyss, and a holographic antichrist, and very sophisticated scientific themes. I mean, going back to the Tower of Babel, was built to be a portal into another dimension. That's why the translation for the Tower of Babel is the Gate of the Gods. Well, it's an interdimensional gate of the gods, small g, and the gods are fallen angels. That was just one interdimensional portal. And then, of course, we understand that the primary purpose of the flood was genetic. God wiped out the human race and the animal kingdom as well by a flood. Why did he do that? Well, this was not a generic judgment against the wickedness of mankind. The reason we know that is because God specifically told Noah to build an ark and to call all of the animal kingdom, two by two, male and female, into the ark, as well as Noah and his family, which were male and female. That tells us that the purpose of the ark was to preserve male and female of every species for the purpose of reproduction. The ark is a reproduction vehicle, and this is all about DNA, because what happens is the flood wipes out all flesh, and after all flesh is wiped out, God tells Noah and the animals to replenish the earth, to reproduce once again, and start all over again. This is clearly a genetic event. And on top of that, this is reinforced countless times by other scriptures, the most popular being Jesus saying, as it was in the days of Noah, so it will be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. He was referring to the return of the Nephilim. And then you read the books in the New Testament, such as Jude, and we don't normally take the book of Enoch seriously, but when the book of Jude tells us to read the book of Enoch, then we have permission from the Lord to read the book of Enoch. And in the passages mentioned by the book of Jude, Enoch is an account of the fallen angels and how they first descended on planet Earth in Mount Hermon, and they mated with human women, and these fallen angels imparted highly advanced scientific technology to the human race. Now, what's also interesting is the Mount Hermon area is the area of Phoenicia. And Phoenicia is from where we get the word Phoenix from. So on the back of the U.S. dollar, we see the symbol of the Phoenix. And on the other side, we see the Illuminati pyramid with the word New World Order on the base of it.
I think you really need to explain that you're talking about the eagle, but it wasn't initially an eagle. What was first put on the back of the dollar bill, it was a Phoenix bird. Go ahead.
Correct. And so you have to say, well, why is there a phoenix on the back of the dollar, and why is there a pyramid? Well, the pyramid is clearly an Illuminati pyramid, because we see the all-seeing eye of Horus, or the all-seeing eye of Lucifer, towards the top of the pyramid. Now, the purpose of the phoenix has to do with ancient Phoenicia. It's a reference to America's destiny being interconnected to ancient Phoenicia. And what happened in ancient Phoenicia? That was the general location of Mount Hermon, where the fallen angels descended and mated with human women. So then we go to the 1600s, where Sir Francis Bacon, the head of the occult Rosicrucian movement, planned for America to be the head of the New World Order, and he also planned for America to be the new Atlantis. Now, the phoenix refers to the fallen angels that mated with human women in Phoenicia. And Sir Francis Bacon got his ideas of government based on Plato, who got his ideas from Atlantis. Atlantis was ruled by 10 god kings. But these 10 god kings were fallen angels. So there's a deep secret here that we're going to see opened up in the next couple of years.
Well, I fear that you're absolutely right. I don't think most people understand the spiritual component of what's going on. Of course, our guest has been Paul McGuire. Paul, thank you very much for being with us. It's always a pleasure to have you. Look forward to having you again real soon.
God bless you, Dr. Stan, and God bless all your listeners.
Bye-bye. We'll be back in a moment.
For a land so fair.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulating coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Read our newsletters. Go to RadioLiberty.com, our website, RadioLiberty.com. You can watch our DVDs. You can certainly read our newsletters. You can listen to our programs. And the Internet is a wonderful way to listen. People all over the world listen to Radio Liberty by Internet. And basically, of course, you can as well, and encourage others to listen. We need to reach as many people as we can in the allotted time. Remember, of course, God makes the decision. What's going to happen? Our job is simply to educate as many people as we can in the time given to us. So remember our website, RadioLiberty.com. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. And certainly, we do need your financial help to maintain our network of stations across America. We're 5 hours a day, 5 days a week, while we're able to reach people all across America with the news behind the news, the story behind the story, and an understanding that we were involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. So once again, our website, RadioLiberty.com, please go there and encourage other people to go there to listen to us on the Internet. And, of course, hopefully when they listen to us, they'll begin to learn and then they can teach others. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get certainly the book, The New Media Monopoly, which will give you an understanding of how this small group of evil and wealthy people control the media. That's The New Media Monopoly in my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. They're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. If you want to know how Hitler escaped, you need to get the four CD set, Did Hitler escape? And yes, Hitler did escape. You want to know how we financed, didn't we, the Nazis, both before and during World War II? My interviews with John Loftus. And, of course, they're called the War Against the Jews. The War Against the Jews. Go to our website. There's so much great material there. You need to get it. You need to repeat it. You need to copy anything that we've done and get it out across America, across the world. And then join us in this epic struggle for the survival of Christian civilization and the souls of men. Again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And please pray for America, pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. Until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above, from the mountain.